step outside this week and discover nature as zebra swallowtail butterflies emerge and grace our woodland areas. When searching for inspiration, many famous writers step outside to discover nature and write down their finds. Joseph Wharton described the butterfly as nature's completest miniature divine. It's easy to imagine him strolling through a wooded area before he wrote his verses on a butterfly. Robert Frost described butterflies as flowers that fly and all but sing in his poem, Blue Butterfly Day. According to Victor Hugo's Genesis of a Butterfly, they are like torn love letters that through the skies flutter and float and change to butterflies. No other creature has inspired so many admiring verses as the butterfly. Perhaps you can find inspiration watching the zebra swallowtails emerge this week from our wooded areas. The zebra swallowtail is named for its distinctive black and white stripe pattern, which imitates a zebra. However, this butterfly also displays small red and blue markings on the bottom corners of both 2.5 to 4-inch wings. If you'd like to host these flitting beauties in your yard, plant some pawpaw, spice bush, or tulip tree for caterpillars to attach to, or raise some nectar-bearing plants for butterfly feeding. Blackberry, blueberry, dogbane, lilac, and milkweed are among their favorites. Though Emily Dickinson wrote, "The butterfly doesn't know its name and hasn't any tax to pay and hasn't any home," in her poem, The Butterfly Upon the Sky, you can use these tips to tempt them to visit and return to sip the nectars and enjoy the blooms in your yard. To keep track of current natural events, like when to watch for the emergence of zebra swallowtail butterflies, you can get your own natural events calendar from the Missouri Department of Conservation. This is Candace Davis, hoping you take a break outside and discover nature this week.